All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Today is Thursday, the 26th of June. It's 10:06. So I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. Why don't we go through everybody on the call? If you could state your name for the recording, we'd appreciate it. Walker, do you want to start?
Walker Wood, member of the board.
Seth Robertson, member of the board.
Holton Hunsaker, member of the board.
Tony Gonzalez, underwriter, DA Davidson.
Adam Daly with Gilmore Bell, bond counsel, district.
Matt Entz with Snow Jensen and Reese, district council.
Tasha Osnes with Snow Jensen and Reese.
Is that everyone?
Hey, this is Aaron Wade. Sorry, I'm a few minutes late here, but on council, good morning.
All right, we'll count the tardy against you, Aaron. Holton, thanks for showing up. We weren't sure if you were going to be here, so always good to have you. All right, let's go. Natasha, do we have anyone for public comment there at the anchor location?
No, I just checked and I am the only one here. Yes.
Very nice. And we have no one else from the public on the call. So we'll move to our consent items. We do have the minutes from the last board meeting on May 23rd. Board, have you had a chance to review those and do they look accurate to you?
I don't have any comment.
Okay, thanks, Seth. If they look okay and no comments, can we get a motion to approve?
I make a motion to approve the minutes from board meeting held on May 23rd, 2024.
So I'll second that motion.
Thanks, Walker. All those in favor say aye.
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 That is unanimous. All right, we'll go to our action items. What we have today is the assessment ordinance. Aaron, Adam, which one of you would like to walk through it?
I can walk through the authorizing resolution. I think Aaron will explain the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution.
Okay, perfect. Then go ahead, Adam.
Sure, and I can share my screen here. Oh, wait.
You want to share?
All right. I guess that's okay, just in case anybody wanted to see the resolution itself, but.
Well, I've got it up. Well, no, I don't. Let me pull it up, or you can, either way. All right, there it is, Adam.
Okay, great. So this is the authorizing resolution for the Point West Public Infrastructure District. Essentially what it does is it approves forms of the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution, which would create the assessment area for the district, authorizing it to impose assessments within the area. Additionally, it approves the appraisal, which has been conducted for the assessment area, and it authorizes the board officers to execute and authorize the designation resolution and assessment ordinance and to amend those documents later on as well. And then, Aaron, if you had anything else there, if you wanted to walk through the assessment ordinance and the designation resolution.
Yeah, go ahead. Nothing else.
So the assessment ordinance itself and the designation resolution as well specifically lay out how the assessments will be applied to the assessment area. So based on the appraisal, we have a total assessment to be imposed of $3,090,000 with an equivalent residential unit of one to each of the 111 lots within the assessment area, which gives us an assessment per ERU of $27,837.84. And so that can be seen in Exhibit B to the designation resolution, and Exhibit A to the assessment ordinance. And then additionally, the assessment ordinance also lays out the billing method. It'll be a semi-annual billing method with bills going out for each assessment 1 month before they're due. And that pretty much covers the main points of those documents. Does anyone have any questions related to these?
No questions for me.
No. Is it hard to change those after they're already in place?
So the biggest reason to get these authorized is to trigger the 60-day contestability period. So that if you were to amend these, it would start a new 60-day clock, but you're free to amend them. That would be the biggest holdup.
Yeah, Seth, and one of the reasons why we do the authorizing resolution to approve these documents is we designate the officers of the board to finalize them. So if there was a particular change, one, if you had something in mind now, you know, we could make that tweak, but we also have some ability before we start the 60-day clock to make some you know, final tweaks if there was something on your radar. But, you know, as far as things like payment dates and that sort of a thing, we ought to nail that down just because they tie to the interest payment dates on the bonds. And so if we were wanting to look at a change on something like that,
my concern is... As you mentioned, you know, 110 lots, these aren't final plats. So if that lot count were to change for whatever reason through the plotting process,
yeah,
how does that affect things? Are we tied to that? Can we just reassess it over 109 lots if we lose a lot,
yeah,
et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, so that's the purpose of a lot of the language in the ordinance is you can reallocate so long as you maintain at least that 3x coverage. And so if you lost one lot or, you know, something along those lines, you could reallocate the assessments to the other lots, but you'd still have to maintain the 3x. So if you, you know, losing an entire lot might cause one lot's worth of prepayment to need to occur to stay within those metrics. But that, you know, so there is flexibility down the road, understanding that the subdivision process is not yet complete, that would allow you to make adjustments. And similarly, if, oh, we got two extra lots, you know, there was something that allowed us to have two more lots, you could proportionally reduce the assessments on all the other lots and, you know, spread some assessment to the two new lots. So there is mechanisms to be able to adjust all of that stuff without, you know, coming in and having to crack open that 60-day clock. Because those mechanics are built in here. So yes, there is flexibility down the road built into this document.
Thank you. That was my concern.
Okay.
Thanks, Aaron. Any other questions on any of the either the ordinance or the resolutions?
None for me.
No additional questions.
Okay, great. If not, then we need a motion on the authorizing resolution, and I updated it resolution number 2024-05.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 2024-05.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Walker. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? That motion carries. All right, that is all we have on the agenda. Board, do you have anything else that you guys would like to bring forward?
Not at this time.
Okay, Matt, as counsel, do you have anything for the board?
I was going to say, while we're all together here, I wonder if we ought to just pick a date and time for the next meeting. And just looking at the calendar, the week of July 8th, which is the week after the 4th, we could do a board meeting. We could do a board meeting Tuesday afternoon or we could do something Thursday morning that week. I don't know if either of those times works for the board.
Tuesday afternoon works great for me. Tuesday morning is, as long as it's after 10, is fine as well.
Okay. And I would anticipate it'll be a short meeting like this, maybe 15, 20 minutes at the most.
We could plan to have the bond resolution and the rest of those kinds of documents heat up there. I guess, you know, the one piece that is probably the offering document, which we can keep working on. I know there's been kind of some discussions on intended structure and things, but if we can get that, some of those pieces nailed down, we think we could be in good shape for that board meeting.
Why don't we shoot for Thursday morning around 10 a.m.? So that would be Thursday, July 11th.
Okay.
Everybody okay?
This works for me.
Okay. We'll send out a calendar invite with the Zoom link and we'll plan on that. So if you would help us on having the proposed withdrawal plat ready in advance of that meeting, that would help us with the timing going forward after that. So,
okay.
A question for Connie before we hang up. With this starting the 60-day contestment period, at the end of the 60 days, we're free to issue the bonds, or what's timing for bonds being issued now? Is it do we anticipate, hey, at the end of the 60 days, everything will be gone, done, and we'll issue bonds, or we need some time after the 60 days to coordinate those bond offers and everything? What's timing wise for bond issuance? What target date are we shooting for now?
Yeah, assuming we post and confirm this resolution and the 60 days are over, we'll be free to issue those bonds. And so I can update the calendar and have new timelines of, you know, the offering memorandum on all these other things. We do have a lot of the larger legwork already done, given that the appraisal and the engineer costs, and there are, you know, some heavy pieces that usually constrain our time that are already completed. So I assume, you know, once the 60 days are over, we'll be able to post and then have a 2-week marketing period. And then we can price those bonds. So I can update that calendar and circulate it, but we still anticipate the fall, and we can make those updates. The other question is, someone, I guess, from Matt Entz's team putting up a physical copy of this, that the 60-day contestability period start?
Yeah, we will need a physical copy posted on site once we get everything finalized and signed. So we'll coordinate with Matt and Seth for what that looks like. But Seth, I assume you have somebody down in the area that would be able to post over the next couple of days. Is that
at the location?
Yeah.
Walker, I'm going to defer to you on that one.
Say that one more time, someone to meet on site?
So somebody to post. We have to make a physical posting.
Okay.
On the in the district boundaries where somebody could see it. So I think, you know, based on the engineer map I've seen from Seth, it looks like this kind of ties into another existing road. So maybe somewhere close to that, you know, where you might put like a SWPPP sign kind of a deal. We just need to post physical copies of the ordinance and resolution. So we'll get those, you know, to you. So the person would just need to print and put them there. But if you have somebody in the area that you could lean on next day or couple, you know, day or two to get that posted.
Yeah, okay. I can. Yes. And in fact, yeah, it'll be no problem to get those posted.
Okay. Okay, great. So we'll coordinate with this with you, Walker, and with Matt and his team on kind of getting that done once we get the documents, you know, signed and finalized.
Very good.
Walker, just have him take a picture too.
Okay. Yep, we'll do.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't think
Holton, so. Just, were you on the phone when we talked about the training for the board members?
Yes, I was. I started that last night. And so I am about, let me see, my percentage right now says about 60% through it. And so I'll get that certificate and sent off to the group as soon as I have that wrapped up.
Okay, great. And then you heard the open and public meetings. We can handle that with, we do that in the normal board meetings. So,
yeah.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. Yeah. All right, unless there's anything else, we can go ahead and adjourn.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone. Take care.
I need a motion, though.
Oh,
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Thanks, second.
Seth. Thanks, Walker. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right. Thanks, you guys.